This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And your co-host, Elisa Profumo. That's right. You know it. It's Casual Friday, and I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
How are you? Hey.
What up, girl? Anyway, okay. So, enough of that. We have a great show planned for you today. Lots of exciting things to talk about. Thanks to so many great listeners always forwarding us great stuff to talk about. It's just amazing.
It really is. We have the best listeners in the world.
Yes, the Superhuman Nation is alive and functioning, and we are spreading the word, the gospel of living longer and giving the government the middle finger by living longer. So there you go. So anyway, okay, so the first thing we have to talk about, we would be derelict of our duties if we did not talk about Paula Deen. So Paula Deen apparently has really shot herself in both feet now. First, when she failed to admit that she had type 2 diabetes while she was telling people to eat hamburgers that used Krispy Kreme donuts as buns and then deep fried them in brown sugar and butter.
And she was a spokesperson for Novo.
Yeah, Nordisk, right.
Yeah,
which, if you ever listen to Novo Nordisk commercials, you would think that they were curing diabetes. Mm-hmm. You know, they're promoting the health of diabetics. No, they're giving diabetics drugs that keep them diabetic so that they can take these drugs for the rest of their lives. They're not curing diabetes.
And continue to eat like Paula Deen cooks.
Yes, yes. And so now Paula Deen has been labeled as being a racist, that apparently she tells very, very, what's the word I'm looking for, jokes in very poor taste at the expense of Jews, rednecks, and black people.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't like that. She didn't like that coming out.
No.
And she had dodged every bullet she could to not have to face the music. And in fact, you said you watched her on Matt Lauer, right? She was supposed to show up one day and she stood them up.
She stood them up. Her agent or whomever handles her called and said she wasn't going to make it. And then a few days later, she came on the air. And she was supposedly crying, but it didn't look like she was crying to me. I just saw the replay. I didn't see the actual interview.
And this is something, and I got to say something.
It didn't look like she was crying. It looked like she was trying to make herself cry.
This is something women do, and I have to be honest about it, okay? Women do this. Women will scrunch up their nose, scrunch up their eyes. They'll talk in that weary voice, but there's no tears coming out.
Don't stereotype. I don't do that.
Okay, but it's true. Women do this. You don't do it because you're tough. You're Italian, okay? Elisa doesn't cry. She starts swinging.
But I do like, not.
but anyway.
I cry at commercials.
Yes, you do. And you do cry. You do cry. But you cry at appropriate times. But a lot of times women have learned that they can manipulate situations by crying because you can be angry and then all of a sudden somebody starts crying and you go, oh, it's okay. We're sorry. You know, we didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Well, if you remember, we were at a party and the girl, our friend was telling us about how his wife had breast cancer, and I started crying.
Yeah.
Remember, I felt so silly for her.
And she felt bad for you. She was the one with breast cancer. She was consoling you.
And I was crying for her.
Yeah. So,
but anyway, back to Paula Deen. So she really never apologized on the air. And I guess Caesars, who she has all of her restaurants, the buffets that people go through, they dropped her as soon as that interview was over.
Yeah.
Because she...
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the sound of Caesars dropping Paula Deen. I'm sorry. They dropped her in all of her plates and pans and pots as well.
She never even apologized, you know? And what she said was, people I have never heard of are experts on who I am. But that's what she made the money for.
Yeah, because and I think this is really interesting.
They when felt people, like they when knew people, who she was because people, of her personality.
Right. When people thought they knew who she was and they liked her.
It was okay.
It was okay, but now that people think they know who she is and they don't like her, now all of a sudden it's not fair. But more importantly, I'll tell you what it really speaks to. Paula Deen personified the Deep South.
And the Southern cooking.
The Southern cooking, which, by the way, one of the things that I talked to Con Santori Davison yesterday when we were talking about this new series that we're going to do, focusing on the barriers that African Americans see and feel and know of that are keeping them from adjusting things like healthy nutrition and the messages and exercise and so on and so forth. And one of the things we were talking about was that is the food. When you think about where did the African Americans come into? They came into the South as slaves. They were taken from their homes where they had certain types of foods, and they were indoctrinated into this kind of food, deep-fried okra, deep-fried this. They were brought into and indoctrinated into a way of life that included not only horrible conditions, unfair treatment, but the worst food that you could be introduced to that is going to shorten your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, my God, if you wanted to create a model, like let's take a race of people and create every circumstance against them that's going to make sure that they die young. That's what they were introduced to when they got to the South. Well, Paula Deen embodies that. She not only embodies Southern charm, okay, and the style and the greasy, terrible cooking, but also the racism.
Well, I read an article that said that she was supposed to be everybody's Southern grandmother.
Yeah, well, guess what? Southern grandmas talk bad about black people, okay? And so she doesn't – see, she was cool with everything else but that side of the Southern grandma.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I look, really, I have no axe to grind with the woman.
The way she cooks and,
yes,
and feeds.
That's
people.
My point. Mm-hmm. I have no axe to grind. There's a lot of people out there – none of us come into this world and leave this world as perfect people. We all make mistakes, and hopefully we live and learn from our mistakes. But the thing that she did that I don't like is she taught people how to cook a diet designed to create disease. And we have too much disease in this country.
Well,
right?
She's a perfect example. She got diseased. She got
and
the
so did
disease
her,
from her,
husband
her
too.
Cooking. Yes.
Her husband, too.
Yes.
And you know what? So if you want to be sick and die young and be on lots of drugs, you just have to cook like Paula Deen. That's the message that really is out there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, okay. So now let's talk about something else. Since we're talking about good food and bad food, has anybody had the new Quest raspberry white chocolate protein bar?
White chocolate protein bar. It's so good.
I mean, every time they come out with a new bar, it's like, oh, this is the best bar. We just need to order this one. We did that with the chocolate chip bar, right?
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Now it's like, forget the chocolate chip cookie
well,
dough.
Well, no, I just don't forget it. I still like it, but the white chocolate raspberry is just as good, if
oh,
not
my
better.
God. I don't know if Shannon Yorton designs the flavors over there, but if she does, she has a whole other career designing flavors for food companies because they, when they create a flavor, it is exactly what you think it should taste like from the natural sources that you would get.
Well,
it from.
And when you eat a raspberry, you know how they have the little seeds in them?
Yeah.
You get that from the raspberry bar.
Yeah, because they use real raspberries.
Exactly.
Go figure. They didn't use a red flavored, a red colored media that is supposed
carmine.
To be
carmine.
Well, look at, if you ever look at
the bug carmine.
No, I know. I know you're not talking about my dad. I know that. But if you ever go down the aisle where the biscuit mixes are, they have that blueberry biscuit mix.
Oh, the one that has the fake blueberries.
Yeah,
in
and it,
it
says, and it looks like it's real blueberries until you read the back of the box. There's nothing blueberry in
imitation
there at all.
Imitation blueberries.
Yeah, it's late blue dye number 6 and imitation flavor. It's like, no, this is the real thing. This is really raspberries in
mm-hmm.
there. Pretty cool.
Yes.
Okay. And
speaking of raspberries, I just want to talk 1 second about my little excursion trying to find a U-Pick farm.
That's organic.
That's organic.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we wanted to go pick some blueberries and freeze them. For the winter,
right?
And I couldn't find a U-Pick farm that was organic,
right? And the closest thing we found was a U-Pick farm that claims to use minimal
pesticides,
and that is going to satisfy the person who just wants to go out and pick the fruit. They don't care if it's really healthy, and they go, "Well, this one uses minimal." Okay, so instead of spraying every third day, they spray every fifth day.
Uh-huh.
You know, you must. If you're going to take the kids to a U-Pick farm, then either A, pick something that's on the clean 15.
right.
at EWG, Environmental Working Group, that you know they don't use
asparagus
pesticides.
Asparagus is on the Clean
Bingo.
15. Mm-hmm.
Or you must pick the way you purchase. The way the you pick should be the way you buy. In other words, if you buy organic produce, if you buy organic raspberries, if you buy organic blackberries, then you must pick those organic raspberries. Don't go, oh, well, it's an excursion. Because what ends up happening is this. For like $30, you end up with 2 5-gallon, like 30 pounds. And you eat this 30 pounds. You'll make preserves and cake. And you'll eat it all. And you will get a mega dose of pesticides. Mm-hmm. Just because you got to eat it because you spent the money on it.
Right.
So, please. That's a good point, Elisa. And lastly, you've made a choice. You've taken courses from a variety of different sources. That rhymes. A horse is a horse, of course. But anyway.
I've gotten a nutrition certification.
A holistic medicine. Right.
And
you've been looking for a personal training certification.
I have.
And you shopped.
I did.
And who did you select?
NFPT.
NFPT.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I think one of the main reasons is because you have to go somewhere and sit for the exam.
Right.
You don't just do an open book online.
Right.
You have it makes you accountable. You have to learn this.
Well, in other words, you have to know this stuff.
You can't just
because you're not going to have your book in the gym and be training somebody and, well, let me flip to chapter 7 and see what I should tell her now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't really learn it, what's the certificate for?
Exactly. And also, you can go, they have programs, weekend programs that you can go to and sit and learn from someone if you choose to go that route.
So they have instead in class as well.
Yes. Instead of just doing the study on your own, you can actually go somewhere for a weekend and have a class and learn from someone mm-hmm. that's an expert.
And the other thing that you said about NFPT was once you get your certification with them, they have a website mm-hmm. designed.
Well, they have software that's designed for you. Like you, for example, they have animation software that you can type in a muscle group and it will show you exercises.
In videos.
Yes, in videos that you can use with your clients.
Right.
And this is, I mean, you have access to this as long as you're certified through them.
And what about the actual creating programs for your clients?
Yes, you can actually create programs. It asks you a host of questions, and you can type in the answers to those questions, and it would help you build a program
for
your clients.
So theoretically, you could create a workout program for your client in the email. And then link to the videos that they need to see in order to do these exercises and email it to them. And then when you go to the gym with them, they're already, they know what they're doing.
Yes.
So they give you a lot of support after you've gotten your certification.
Yes.
That's really cool.
It is cool.
And it also helps that they're close, right? They're in Indiana somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's very good. So
Billy, the
Pattengale.
Billy Pattengale, he's been really great to work with. I had a problem with my
password. Then you realized it was your problem.
Then I realized it was my computer, and I felt really bad about it.
Because you kept calling him going, look, I can't log in. And he's like, well, I think it's your computer. No, it's not my computer. And then you found that it was.
Then I found out it was, and right. I felt really bad. But anyway, so he was really good to deal with and cool.
Well, and not only is he good to deal with and cool, but they constantly give to the community. NFPT has given away certifications on my show. Is probably 6 years ago they started doing it, 7 years ago. And we have one. Next week, there'll be an area on the Super Human Radio website where you can enter to win a personal training certification program. And it's the highest level. It has all the bells and whistles, all the access to everything, online exam examples that you can work on, and, I mean, all that sort of stuff. It will all be available at superhumanradio.com to one lucky winner. And that's probably going to be sometime next week. We'll release that on the website. So keep it in mind if you are interested in becoming a personal trainer or you just want to know this stuff for your own personal purposes. You don't want to train other people. You want to train yourself. We will have a NFPT personal trainer certification course to give away starting next week at superhumanradio.com. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots of good things to talk about. It's Casual Friday, and I'm sure I'll have an opportunity to rant sooner or later. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One, two, three, four. 4-block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. Let's come up with some solutions for the listeners.
Okay.
Give me the 7 ways to naturally boost testosterone levels.
All right. Number one is lift heavy weights.
Something we talk about here all the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, a listener recently wrote me an email explaining a discussion he had with some people about why he listens to Superhuman Radio. And he said, our standard of training is lift heavy weights, then lift heavier weights. And I like that. It's the truth. So, yes, lift heavy weights. Okay.
It says that studies have shown that resistance training coupled with short rest intervals boost testosterone and growth hormone production.
Okay. What's the next thing, Elisa Profumo?
Doing sprints.
Something that you love.
Something I love.
But all of your friends hate because you're so much faster than them. You have a friend who was at the gym for an hour training and he challenged you to a sprint. And you beat him, and then he said he pulled his hamstring, right?
No, he said he pulled his groin.
His groin. He pulled his groin, right.
Yes.
He couldn't take it that a girl beat him.
Eat fat.
This is a big one that women,
You know, and look, this is true of testosterone for women too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and women need testosterone. This is a big one.
Of course we do.
This is a big one. We've become so fat phobic since the 70s, it's just unbelievable.
A diet consisting of 20 to 30% fat seems to be the sweet spot for boosting testosterone levels.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that one right there. And the next one is something that is counterintuitive to people, or probably they don't even think that it matters, but
eating enough food.
Right. And we talked about that. Evolutionarily, if you're starving, your body goes, well, there's obviously not enough food in the world for you to eat, so how can you bring children into the picture? And so it shuts down all of the reproductive systems, which is testosterone as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not getting enough food, you're basically, the body thinks it's starving, testosterone is shut down.
Eat at least 10 calories per pound of body weight.
This is a good one, and I'll tell you why. Actually, for hard training athletes, it could be as much as 17 calories per pound of body weight.
Uh-huh.
Or more. It just depends on how hard you train.
Right.
But yeah, that's a good starting point. In fact, I've known people to use the 9 to 10 calories per pound of body weight when there was more than enough protein in the mix, like 1 gram per pound of body weight, actually get leaner and more muscular. A repartitioning effect at that number, 10 calories per pound of
body.
Well,
and I think, too, a lot of people make the mistake, they don't even know what they're consuming. They don't know what their macronutrient combinations are.
Well, and nobody wants to, you know, you have a friend who's, you know, always asking your advice about nutrition, and then when you explain to her that, you know, how you weigh some of your foods, and this is a really good one I want to talk about for a second. And she was like, oh, that's too hard. Well, guess what?
She said, if that's what it takes, nobody's going to do it.
And that's not true.
That's not true.
But let's be fair about this, okay? You don't have to weigh everything forever and ever. There's a point in time where you start, certain things, you become pretty rudimentary. But I will say this about what I learned from watching you weigh things. So you buy something like a rice cake. Mm-hmm. And on the box, it says that one serving is one rice cake. It says it's 40 grams. And based on that, it's 10 grams of carbs and blah, 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 right? You take the rice cake out of the pack and you weigh it, and then you mail it. You weigh it, and it's not 40 grams. It's 57 grams. It's like, wait a minute. One serving is 40 grams, but a rice cake is more than one serving. So this is important because the manufacturer says one serving has 6 grams of sugar, blah, 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 and it says this is what one, they may not have made that one in the one serving size.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started thinking, oh my gosh, like you have to account for the label on the box being wrong.
Yeah, if you're being precise with your macronutrients, and we've talked about this, I think, before, even egg whites, all eggs are not uniform in size, especially if you're buying farm fresh eggs.
But good point.
Some of them are huge and some of them are really small.
Right.
So if you want a certain protein intake, then you need to weigh your egg whites and your egg yolks.
Yes. And I know people are going, okay, this is getting too extreme now. And at the other end of the spectrum are people who are going, it doesn't have to be this hard, just eat real food. And to them I say, that's the other extreme, okay? Because GMO corn is considered real food by some people.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere in the middle is where we exist. But when you start doing these experiments, you go, oh my God,
well,
I never thought of that.
And when you start weighing things out, then you can, I like, now I really know about how much is 55 grams of my oats that
right.
I have in the morning.
And that's what happens.
Speaking of oats, I just want to mention this really quick. Wyatt Everhart mentioned to us that we should try the organic oats from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, the organic.
They are also Country Choice.
Yeah, they're also the steel cut, and they have the quick oats that are rolled after steel cut. Right.
Uh-huh, and they're organic. From Trader Joe's, they're so good.
They're better than the McCanns.
They are better.
So thank you for that, Wyatt. That was mm-hmm. a great point. Yeah.
Okay, so we ended up, make sure make sure you rest and recover.
Big one.
Getting at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night and going to bed at a similar time every night.
And I'll take this as far as saying just closing your eyes for 7 to 8 hours doesn't mean you're getting good sleep. So if you're snoring, adjust those problems. If you're not, if you're waking up frequently during the middle of the night, find out why. You have to have good, restful sleep for 7 to 8 hours, not just be in bed for 7 to 8 hours.
Studies have shown that circulating testosterone levels can drop by more than 40% as a result of under-recovering.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. What's the next one, Lisa?
Eat low-glycemic foods.
Now, this is an important one. Don't lead an insulin-resistant type lifestyle. That's what this is about. Don't spike blood sugar constantly throughout the day. This is an important one. This can reduce circulating testosterone by as much as 25%. And let's talk about this. This goes hand in hand with the first one. If you are starting to develop insulin resistance, and you could be just pre-diabetic, maybe you're in the high 90s now, you're not going to sleep well either, because guess what? You may be able to tough it out when blood sugar levels are riding the roller coaster through the day. In fact, it may not even be noticeable because you're in the throes of things. But at night when you're sleeping, the body becomes more sensitive to those ebbs and flows of mismanaged blood sugar. And frequent nighttime awakenings are the result of hypoglycemic episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you eat low glycemic foods and you manage your blood sugar better, you'll probably sleep better too. So those two actually do work together well.
Right.
Okay, what's the next one?
Lower your body fat.
And you know why this one is, right?
Why?
Because the aromatase enzyme resides in body fat. So the more body fat you have, the more aromatase enzyme you have. The more aromatase enzyme you have, the more siphoning off of testosterone to become estrogen occurs.
Mm-hmm.
The more estrogen that's created, the pituitary, the hypothalamus, and the testes go, we must be making way too much testosterone because a lot of it's spilling over to estrogen. So not only does it convert testosterone to estrogen, but it shuts off the spigot of new testosterone at the same time. And that's a big one right there.
That
body
is.
Fat. Big one. Big one. Okay, so there you go. 7 tips. Lift heavy weights. Do sprints. Eat fat. Eat enough food. Make sure you rest and recover. Eat low glycemic foods and lower your body fat. And you should do these before you start spending money on expensive testosterone boosters.
Yes.
That's it. Okay. What's next, Elisa Profumo?
I want to talk about Himalayan salt.
Yes, yes.
Now, we talked about sea salt a few weeks back.
Someone was asking us, if you eat sea salt, you don't get the iodine in it. So what do you, you know, what do you do? Because table salt is iodized, but nobody wants to eat table salt anymore.
No, we don't eat table salt.
Right.
I mean, we eat the Himalayan salt, and we also eat sea salt. But the Himalayan salt also has magnesium and potassium and sodium in it.
Does it also have iodine? That's the only thing I couldn't figure out.
No, I don't think it does.
Okay. All right, that's an important one, too, to find out. So there are 13 amazing health benefits of Himalayan crystal salt.
It says here that common table salt has 97.5% sodium chloride and 2.5% chemicals such as moisture absorbance and iodine.
Right. Okay. It's dried at over 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit. That's interesting. That's how they crystallize it, I guess, huh?
It says the Himalayan salt is known as white gold.
Why is that?
I guess because of all the benefits. And I wanted to thank Sharon Darrence. She's the one that, she sent me this article. I mean, we've been using Trader Joe's Himalayan salt for a while, but she sent me this article.
Yeah. It regulates water in the body. This is a big one because a lot of people don't get enough sodium. If you're a hard training athlete and you sweat a lot, and then you, on top of it, you avoid sodium in your diet because you've been told that sodium is the devil.
Yeah. So many people I know just, they don't use salt at all.
You got to get salt. You have to get sodium in your body.
Especially if you're an athlete.
Yes. But it does regulate water in the body. It promotes a healthy pH as well, which is, we always talk about pH, you know, not becoming too acidic, not becoming too base, and it helps to regulate pH.
Promotes blood sugar health and helps to reduce signs of aging.
I wonder if it plumps up the skin and that's how it reduces signs of aging. That would be an interesting one to understand.
Assists in the generation of hydroelectric energy in cells.
That's an important one. Think about batteries. You know, salts and acids, we know about them. And dissimilar agents will actually cause an electrical charge. You can't have an electrical charge in your body without adequate amounts of sodium. And I'll tell you something. Adele and I had this discussion. I was having cramps in my lower legs, and I couldn't figure out why. And so Adele and I were talking about the fact that I've been sauna. I do saunas. I sweat profusely during training. And then on top of it, I drink distilled water. He said to me, just salt everything. He said, don't worry about salting the taste. Just salt everything. I started salting everything. Those cramps went away within days.
That's interesting.
It's very, very quick. It's very rapid. The changes that can occur when you're getting adequate salt. What else does it do, Elisa?
Supports respiratory health, promotes sinus health, prevents muscle cramps, which is what you were just talking about, promotes bone strength, regulates your sleep.
I want to talk about this. So Pam Colleen, one of the things that she does with sea salt, with people who are complaining about having trouble sleeping and even like melatonin's not working for them, she'll have them take like an eighth of a teaspoon of sea salt with a glass of water right before bed. And she says that helps them get through their sleep.
Well, you know, my new coach has me putting an eighth of a teaspoon of sea salt or Himalayan salt on all of my whole food meals.
And why? Because you're training so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It makes perfect sense. Yeah. You know, hard training athletes, we forget the body. I mean, you wouldn't drive your car a 3,000-mile trip and then think, oh, I'm not going to change the oil. I'm just going to keep driving it. You wouldn't do it to your car, but we do it to our bodies all the time. We starve our bodies of things that it needs to recover. Adequate calories, adequate sleep, appropriate amounts of sodium.
I have a friend who has high blood pressure and they stay away from all sodium. Well, what do you think about that?
I think that the research that links sodium intake to blood pressure is flawed. Your friend is also diabetic.
Okay? Yes.
So his high blood pressure is more related to an overproduction of angiotensin, which is a hormone that is designed to constrict peripheral blood vessels, combined with most diabetics do end up with some sort of renal resistance. There is a clogging up of the kidney, so to speak, that causes back pressure. So their blood
causes
pressure
causes back pressure.
Yeah,
because he has problems.
No. Back pressure,
oh,
vascular
I'm sorry,
back
that
pressure.
You mentioned back.
No. His back pressure is because he doesn't lift heavy. But it causes back pressure. It causes a change in the pressure inside the vasculature because the kidneys are resistant to the blood flowing through easily.
Mm-hmm.
So he could back all the sodium out of his diet 100%. If anything, there's linkages to low sodium and heart attacks. And here we come back to the cellular energy production.
Right.
Okay.
It regulates your sleep.
Bingo.
Supports libido.
Okay.
Promotes vascular health. And regulates blood pressure. That's exactly what you just said.
Right. So sodium is important. And unfortunately, doctors and their misguided approaches. And I'll tell you something else that's important. So then I had somebody email me once and say, well, it's not the sodium, it's the chloride. Well, I just got my blood work back. And guess one of the things that they checked in my blood work? My chloride levels. And Adele pointed this out in a conversation he and I had. He said, don't worry about sodium chloride. Your body needs chloride too. So. Mm. It all comes back to critical thinking. We have existed on this planet consuming amounts of sodium in one way or another and the chloride that rides along with it. Because guess what? Sea salt is sodium chloride too.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more good things to talk about when we come back. You're listening to Casual Friday. I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented and ever hardworking Elisa Profumo. Look at those guns. She's fixing her hair. Man, I like those. We should talk about the Venuses of the world from
past.
Oh, we
will.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete, all-natural, and organic recovery formula, and Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, and Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And Nutrition.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, so I alluded to something, so we moved the story up faster, right? So Elisa was fixing her hair, and you have beautiful upper arms, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so I said, oh, look at those guns. Elisa found this amazing article. So we think that muscular women today are being ostracized, right? Athletic-looking women, you know, the women should be skinny, waifish, don't lift more than, you know, 2 pounds of weight at a time. And in our community, the women are strong and sexy and curvy and have really great bodies. Well, guess what? This is not a new phenomenon, is it?
No. Well, let's face it. Not everybody thinks that curvy, sexy, muscular women are beautiful.
Really? Seriously?
Really. Okay. I had a friend who told me one time when, this has been several years ago, Madonna was too muscular, that her arms were too muscular.
And she looks great now, by the way, too.
Madonna looks awesome.
I know. How old is she? She's our age. I mean, she's got to be our age. Yeah.
Yeah.
43, 44.
Speak for yourself. So a listener sent this to me. I apologize for not remembering who sent this to me, but it's a picture of muscular women throughout the, you know, from the 1800s and going back. And they were these women were in the circus.
Right.
Like they thought they were freaks.
Right. So basically, if a woman was strong and muscular back then, she ended up in a sideshow.
Yes.
This one here, Elise Serafin Luftmann, a German-speaking woman
who was able to lift amazingly heavy weights over her head and juggle cannonballs back in the 1830s, right? Mm-hmm. And you can see she has an amazing V-taper. She's got a really nice figure. I mean, she looks really good.
Here's a picture from 1910. When women first began to work out with weights, it was considered dangerous to have them lift anything heavy, and so they were given only 2 or 4 pound wooden dumbbells.
It's so funny, this picture, too.
The fact that women lifted much heavier objects in the home seems to have escaped most of the men who designed their exercises.
Interesting.
And here's one that I really have to mention. And this was one that was pictured from the 1950s to the early 70s. And it's a woman who has to appear ladylike. So she's sitting, she has a pair of short shorts on, and she has her hair all fixed, and she's lifting a weight. Well, she's got high heels on.
She's got high heels on, shorts, and a nice little top. Her hair is perfectly coiffed, and she has what it looks like. She has a short bar across her shoulders that she's about to press overhead in a seated military type of a seated press. What looks like 2 35-pound plates, one on each side, and 2 10-pound plates, one on each side. This is a significant amount of weight. This is like 100... at least 100 pounds mm-hmm. that she's pressing, and she's got high heels on because she had to remain feminine.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So anyway, okay. So women throughout history have been ostracized for their ability to be strong and their ability to look athletic, and they were relegated to sideshows and circuses. I think that's a sin. I really do.
I think so, too.
Okay, so let's move on.
Okay, so did you want to talk about
turmeric?
Turmeric.
I take a turmeric product that is standardized. It's a C3 product. It's standardized by Sabinsa to have three of the most important curcumoids in it.
Uh-huh.
But you take the biocurcumin from Life Extension, which has been used in numerous studies. They even used the biocurcumin in a Parkinson's disease study, quite frankly, with some really, really profound effects. The biocurcumin has a higher bioavailability. It's absorbed at a much higher rate, so you don't have to take as much. You can take 400 milligrams, and that's the equivalent of taking 1,500 milligrams of a regular curcumin product, by
wow.
the way. So that's why you can take so little of it.
I have an article here in front of me that says turmeric protects your heart and fights autoimmune disease.
How does it do that? You know? I mean, I know that it's a powerful anti-inflammatory. I have to believe that everything it does is through both antioxidant and anti-inflammation.
It says here our results indicate that curcumin has the potential to protect against cardiac inflammation through suppression
Bingo.
Of IL-1 beta, TNF-alpha, GATA4 and NFKB expresses and may provide a novel therapeutic strategy for autoimmune myocarditis.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So there's another good reason to take turmeric or a curcumin type product. I would imagine has some of the same benefits. So there you go. And on the subject of supplements that work and supplements that don't work, when I was a kid, I must have been maybe 12 or 13 years old, my sister took me down to Myrtle Avenue and Hall Street, and there was a health food store there, one of the early forerunners of health food stores. And when we got in there, on the front counter were these little shot glasses. They were glass shot glasses filled with what looked like green, murky-looking water. And it was wheatgrass. And people were coming in and plunking down back then, you know, a couple bucks to take one of these shot glasses and shoot it down their throat and then walk out of the store. And I remember my sister bought one, and she took a sip of it, and she handed me some, and I took a sip of it, and it was repulsive. It was bitter. It was nasty. It left a taste in my mouth for hours. And obviously, as a kid, you don't want that. You can't go, oh, but it's good for you, and make that go away. It was like, ew, this is disgusting. It was wheatgrass.
I went to a retreat several years ago, and one of the things that we had to do every day was drink wheatgrass. And you could smell that wheatgrass in their kitchen. And I, to this day, cannot drink it because I had to drink that stuff. And I,
every day?
Every day. It was just...
But you drank large amounts. You didn't just drink a shot glass, right?
No, no. One of the things that wheatgrass does supply that your vegetables don't is chlorophyll. This green pigment is believed to be a powerful detoxifying agent and may even protect against abnormal cell growth, better known as cancer.
Really?
Yes. You know, I had a friend tell me that her girlfriend told her that she drank wheatgrass and it made her hair stop turning gray.
I don't believe that. Not for a second. I don't believe that.
I think that she started dyeing her hair and she didn't want anybody to know it, so she blamed it on the wheatgrass.
So anyway, it says here that wheatgrass, that cancer cells probably don't like wheatgrass, and this comes from a Life Extension article.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it would be good to add a little bit of that to your daily...
Ginger and turmeric and other things that also seem to affect cancer in a negative way. Yeah.
It says the chlorophyll is a DNA protector and a potential anti-cancer compound.
Wow.
So you can.
So are you saying that you're going to start drinking wheatgrass again?
You know, you can go to Whole Foods and or some of the local, like Rainbow Blossom, one of the local stores. You can just get a shot of wheatgrass if you want it.
Is it expensive now? I mean, how expensive is it? Let's put it that way. Do you know?
I don't know.
I'm going to look during the commercial break to see what they get for a shot of wheatgrass. Because back in the day when I was a kid, it was expensive. I was like, really? People are paying to drink that stuff? It's disgusting.
It also says the molecular structure of chlorophyll found abundantly in wheatgrass is extremely similar to hemoglobin. And so if you're anemic, you should drink.
Yeah. But if you're on high testosterone levels like me and you already have really, really high hematocrit, that might not be a good thing to do. I don't know. Anyway, okay, so we have to take another break. Can you believe that? Did you want to talk about anything else about wheatgrass?
No, that's fine.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, you know what I want to talk about? Can we talk about the company that is now going to sell, I believe through Whole Foods, grass-fed milk? Granted, it's pasteurized.
But that's a start.
Step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
So all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete, all-natural, and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Trainin', formulated by a military veteran. Basic Trainin' provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch
patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, give me something to dance to.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
That's a good song. Yo, give me something to dance to. I like that. That's NWA. Do you remember that rap group? That's where Dr. Dre came from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, coming out of the break, what are we talking about first? Vitamin drip?
Yes.
Okay. You know, the only problem I have with this article is they try to make people who go for vitamin drips look like they're crazy.
Well, not crazy, just eccentric.
Well, but let's talk about this.
Okay.
Those who are in the molecular side of the game, orthomolecular side of the game, will tell you that vitamin C can have a beneficial effect on certain types of cancers only if the vitamin C is in the bloodstream at very, very high concentrations. And it's impossible to get it into those concentrations by orally dosing because there's a cutoff point. Like, in other words, if you take 100 grams of vitamin C or 50 grams of vitamin C, it's not like you're going to get double the blood levels with the 100 grams than you do with the 50 grams. The body seems to work really well at getting it out of the system through that first pass liver process.
Well, but I think the popularity of the vitamin drip is not because of someone who has cancer. It's because people are stressed out, they're overworked. They're getting vitamin B12 injections.
Yes.
And according to the article here from ABC News, and then yesterday when I was on my treadmill, I saw they did a thing about this. I think it was on the Today Show or one of those shows in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how people are getting their vitamins through these drips. And they're paying hundreds upon hundreds of dollars to do this. And it makes them feel better. It was Good Morning America. And their doctor on staff said, well, it's the placebo effect.
And the doctor's wrong.
It's the placebo effect and the fluid that they get gives them a rush.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And no, the fluid that they get gives them a warm sensation. It does. People who go for Myers cocktails, a good doctor will say, now look, you may feel a sense of warming and almost wanting to sweat. Don't freak out. That's just the excess fluid in your body right now.
Well, it's I guess this started as a fad in Hollywood, and it's just everybody's doing it.
But they've been around. This is may have made it to Hollywood, but IV drips of vitamin cocktails and even chelation therapy, which is also intravenous, have been around way longer than the Hollywood crowd have been using it. The Hollywood crowd, who have money, are trying anything they can to stay healthy and young. Mm-hmm. They hear about these things. They go, well, if it can cure cancer at high doses, what could it do at moderate doses to keep me healthy?
Well, I think this article says Madonna. We were talking about Madonna. Yeah. She's one of the people that obviously does this.
Yeah. And so and a perfect example of that is the Myers cocktail. The Myers cocktail works for a lot of people. In fact, we've promoted the Altrient cocktail, which is now the Live On Labs cocktail. We're going to explain next week why they're going back to the Live On name. But anyway,
the combination of vitamin C plus their ME product, which has a lot of the same things that the Myers cocktail have in it, but in a liposomal delivery system, can work just as effectively for somebody who wants to get the same benefits but doesn't want to have to pay $275 and tie themselves up for almost an hour at a doctor's office once a week.
This girl here says, I'm on my feet for 12 hours, so I need a lot of energy. So, and that's why she goes and gets the injections. And
does it work for her?
She says it does.
So then God bless her. You know, why do we need these talking heads to pontificate? Well, it's just a fad. If it's working, I mean, if she went to a doctor, right, and said to the doctor, you know, doc, I have anxiety. And the doc gave her a benzodiazepine, you know what I mean, and said, here, just take these when you feel anxiety, and it works for her. You don't see the medical community coming out and going, doctors are giving people, you know, Xanax, and it's just a fad. It's just a fad. No, if it works for her, then let her do it. What's the big deal?
Well, and so my question to you when I saw that story was, doesn't the Altrient products do the same thing?
Yes, they definitely do, but they're not IV. They're getting into the, and actually they're more effective in some ways, according to Dr. Tom Levy, because the liposomally delivered antioxidants get into the cell without being oxidized. So, but anyway.
And they're less expensive.
Yeah, and you don't have to tie yourself up. But but the bottom line is this. If you go for these and they make you feel better, then keep on going. Don't worry about what some talking head on the Today Show talks about. I mean, what are they? They're probably getting them too. Or they're going to get them. They're going, hey, I think I should try these, you know? I'm tired too. I want to talk about something else real quick. Since we're talking about vitamins just for a second.
Okay.
Taking vitamins and not knowing blood levels, taking things and not knowing blood levels, vitamin D, probably the most important one of all. Life Extension Foundation, and we weren't going to announce this till next week, but those of you listening to the show now can get like a jump on it. They have a vitamin D test just for the Superhuman Nation, never done before this. $30 for a blood spot test. They mail it to you, you prick your finger, bleed on the Wattman blotter, and it even comes with a return envelope, you mail it back. And you know what your vitamin D levels are, 25-hydroxy-D levels are, so that you know whether or not what you're supplementing with is working or not, because the vitamin D seems to have pleiotropic benefits on health. So this is one you shouldn't guess at, right? You have a dipstick. You don't just fill your car up with oil, because if you put too much oil in your crankcase, you can actually blow rings out. You check the dipstick. Oh, that's enough. That's enough. I don't have to keep buying more oil. Why you do that with something as important with vitamin D is just, well, I'll just take 5,000 IUs. That should be enough. You and I have both learned that what you think is enough.
Yeah, I was in shock when I got my vitamin D tested, and it came back so low.
And I want to be closer to 80, so I need 15,000 IUs.
Well, and I want to check mine again after a month.
Well, we're going to use this one. So Life Extension Foundation for $30, that's $17 cheaper than the lowest member discount price. So there's no excuse not to get your vitamin D tested now if you're in the Superhuman Nation. The banner ad will be up very shortly, but you can go click the current Life Extension Foundation banner ad, and on the top left side of the page, you can order the vitamin D test for $30. So there you go.
I want to talk about Organic Valley's grass-fed milk.
I want to applaud them.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
Well, they're starting to sell this grass-fed milk in
Where?
Whole Foods.
Good for them. Good. And you know what? This is fantastic. Okay, so it's pasteurized. There is one thing that we need to get over the hump, but at least the fat in this milk will be predominantly healthy fat.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. And this means healthier cows, too. But here's the interesting thing about the article. You know how the vegan community and the vegetarian community keep saying, well, you know, just recently I had a doctor, and I didn't challenge him on it, who said, you know, you've got to buy all this grain to feed a cow, and so you're spending all this money on grain to feed the cow, and then what you get out of the meat from the cow is so much less than if you just ate the grain by itself. Well, guess what? Farmers are figuring this out. Grain has gotten really, really friggin' expensive.
Yes, it has.
Right? And if they feed cows grass and alfalfa pellets, which is what cows are supposed to eat anyway. Well, not the alfalfa pellets, but the alfalfa. It's cheaper to raise cows.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need acres and acres and acres of grain. So all these messages out there from vegans and vegetarians that, well, trying to exist by eating animal protein is too expensive, it requires too much land, it's all BS. It's too expensive, and it requires too much land to grow grain and feed people grain. And these guys found out by accident, because they decided, well, people want grass-fed milk, let's give them grass-fed milk. God bless them.
In here, in this article, it says, in addition to, they're talking about the cows are, they're fenced off, and then they're moved from one
field to another.
In addition to keeping the land healthier, pasture managed this way is known for its ability to absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere.
Because every time the cow chomps on the grass and removes the top of the grass, which is what they do, it's able to pull CO2 into the, because the root system grows.
The roots extend themselves lower into the ground and die, taking CO2 with them.
Right. Isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing that, think about this for a second.
It's the way it's supposed to be.
That's what I said. Isn't it amazing that when you do things the way they're supposed to be, they actually work better than the way we want to do them? Isn't that amazing?
The farmer says, talk about lawn care, chuckling a little. Pasture has taken on a new meaning.
This is so wonderful. And it's less expensive to raise these cows. It's less expensive. That is unless Monsanto comes up with a genetically modified grass that you have to buy the seeds every year and you have to pay them a dividend on. This is beautiful. It's going to be cheaper to raise animals if you raise them the way nature intended them to be raised.
Okay, so they're talking about the cows, what they feed the cows that are not grass-fed. So the farmer says most of them have a feed wagon, which is essentially a giant blender, and they throw all kinds of things in there, including whatever cheap industrial byproducts they can get their hands on. If you read about last year's candy as feed incident, you might have an inkling of what that means, what they're feeding their cows.
They're feeding the cows garbage. It's essentially garbage. I told you about the pig farmers that pay the casinos in Las Vegas. They pay the casinos in Las Vegas to put dumpsters in the back of the casinos where they throw all the crap food with cigarette butts and everything into. And then they haul it away. They pay the casinos to haul it away because they feed it to the pigs.
And then I don't, because I don't eat pork, but right. People eat it.
Right, right. So think about this. These cows that are raised in conventional environments, they're not just, and that, so they're feeding them grain. No, they're feeding them grain, corn, soy, and any garbage that they can buy from local companies, like candy that's gone bad, and God knows what else.
Grass milk is available through a partnership with Whole Foods. It's available on the West Coast and will be showing up in the Midwest and East Coast later this summer.
Now, I'm going to tell those of you out there right now who are going to start buying this milk, and I applaud you if you do. If you don't have access to a farmer, where you can be in a cow share program and buy real milk, raw, unpasteurized, grass-fed, pasture-fed milk, this is a good alternative. It's pasteurized, but at least the fat is going to be healthy fat. But let me warn you something. Depending on the time of season, grass-fed milk tastes different. In the beginning of the summer, actually the springtime, when the grass is growing the fastest, the milk has an almost pungent, musty smell. Don't be turned on off by it. Don't think, oh, I got a bad milk. No. And as it goes into the summer months, it evens out and has an almost malted like smell, like malt. You know what the malt that your mom used to make malted milk? It has that malt smell to it, like malt barley. Then as it gets to the end of the summer and the colder months start kicking in, it starts to have the smell of, I would say something akin to skunk weed. It's not disgusting. It's not gross, but there's hints of different flavors in it. And depending on the region that the cows are being milk, it could have a variety of other flavors. You said that in California it has a vanilla flavor.
Mm-hmm. On the West Coast. Mm-hmm.
There you go. So here's my point. When you buy grass-fed milk, don't go, wow, this doesn't taste like the milk we bought last month. It tastes different. Yes, that's right. That is the way it really happens in nature.
The farmer here says it's like fine wine. It changes with the year and the season.
Dingo. There you go. There you go. So, good news. I applaud. And what's the name of the company one more time? Organic Valley?
Organic Valley. Mm-hmm.
I applaud them, and I hope that other large dairy producers get the message too. And maybe they can even find an alternative to pasteurization that makes everybody feel warm and fuzzy. And I don't mean adding antibiotics to the milk. All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots of exciting stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift. Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro metabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said no, no. Poor Amy Winehouse.
I know.
She's gone.
And you know this song, right?
I know.
They tried to make me go to rehab, and I said, no, no, no.
I just want to mention really quick, we were talking about grass-fed milk just a few minutes ago. Nick Andrew sent me a link to a restaurant called Elevation Burger.
Right.
That has 100% USDA certified organic grass-fed free-range beef.
Really?
On their menu.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I looked at the locations. They have locations in Texas, Florida, Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Maine. And they're opening in North Carolina and Indianapolis soon.
Oh, Indy. Wow, that's 2 hours.
There's not, you know, they're kind of all around Kentucky, but maybe they'll be here soon.
I hope so. Better than Chipotle that just opened up here.
Yeah, Chipotle. They have they buy their vegetables from organic farms, and then they fry it in soybean oil.
Yeah, GMO soy.
Yeah, and they said here on their website they do have French fries, but they put them in 100 olive oil.
Yeah, they fry them in olive oil. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Yeah, good for them. Well, I'm looking for them. Come to Kentucky. Okay, let's talk about this woman who never drank water for 16 years, only drank cola, soda.
For 16 years.
And she developed a heart problem.
And
a lot of people are going to say, well, how do you know the heart problem was from the soda? So here's how the story goes, right? So she goes to the doctor. She's got all these problems with arrhythmias. She's rhythm issues in her heart.
Well, she fainted and they took her to the hospital.
Hey, you got a heart problem, right? So during the analysis, she reveals, I haven't drank water since I was 15. Since I'm 15 years old, I started drinking soda.
How could somebody not drink water for 15 years?
It's easy. It's easy. I haven't smoked a cigarette in 15, you know, it's easy. No, really. Right? So the doctor recommends that she go off the soda for a while. And within 3 days, her rhythm issue in her heart goes away?
1 week.
Because she didn't realize that the consumption of high fructose corn syrup alters potassium absorption and excretion. And as a result, she was, I think they call it hypokalemic. Hypokalemia is when you have very, very low levels of potassium. So as soon as she stopped drinking the soda and her body was able to manage its potassium better, lo and behold, her heart problem went away. So that's how they knew the soda was causing the heart problem.
It says here, drinking too much cola may cause excess water to enter the bowels, which in turn leads to diarrhea and loss of potassium. So did she like walk around with diarrhea for 15 years?
Probably. Or maybe, but maybe she was constipated, so it just made her regular. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? But anyway, the bottom line is 16 years she drinks nothing but soda and suffers a heart problem as a result of it.
Yeah, it says one of the take-home messages that cardiologists needs to be aware of is the connection between cola consumption and potassium loss, and should ask patients found to have QT prolongation about beverage habits.
And we also know that QT prolongation is caused by energy drinks, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because of the caffeine, high levels of caffeine in it. But think about that. High levels of caffeine and inability to manage your potassium at the same time, that's that's a recipe for a heart attack, heart failure. So,
yes.
Interesting. Okay, so the next thing we want to talk about is, do we want to talk about toxins in your tea?
Yeah, I want to talk about that really quick.
Because we drink a lot. I'm drinking green tea right now, actually.
Yes, we both drink a lot of tea. And this is from World Health Network.
Right.
Which is A4M. They said that 91% of celestial seasonings, which is supposed to be an all-natural tea, 91% sampled had pesticide levels in it.
Yeah. That's probably the most popular of the teas that people who are tea connoisseurs who buy at store level.
Well, you think you're buying something that's healthy.
Yeah. Wasn't Celestial, but this is an example of Celestial Seasons was a good company, but weren't they purchased by somebody bigger?
I think it was Kraft, but I'm not sure. The name of the company, Hain Celestial, H-A-I-N, Hain Celestial. So
this could be an example of a company that built a good reputation on a great product, was purchased by a larger conglomerate-type company, and then they took that good reputation and crapped on it.
Well, one of the teas that they tested was the Sleepy Time Kids Goodnight Grape,
great.
Was found to have excess pesticides in it.
Good,
and that's
good.
For kids.
Go to sleep, little Johnny, so the tumor can start growing in your brain. Come on, go to sleep.
So anyway, I had this conversation on Facebook with Alex Leaf about the Teavana teas, which they have a store here in Louisville.
So expensive.
They're expensive, but I love that almond tea that you got for me there.
Yeah, yeah.
Their teas are really good.
Yeah, but do you think that they are organic and non-pesticide? Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So there you go. If you want tea, go to Teavana.
Or make your own.
There you go. Okay, what do you want to talk about
I just want to mention really quick that I read an article that newborns had some, they found toxins in the
umbilical blood
of newborns.
This is scary. This is where autism's coming from.
You think so?
Of course. Between that, vaccines, these poor kids are being assaulted before they're even out of the womb.
Detectable levels of a large number of environmental chemicals have been found in the cord blood of newborns, raising concerns that children already carry toxins in their body at birth.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I mean, it's disgusting, but what are we going to do about it? The FDA says a little bit of this and a little bit of that won't hurt you.
They found a total of 137 chemicals overall. 130 chemicals. Among them were flame retardants, PCBs, PFCs, which are found in nonstick coatings, and organochlorine pesticides.
Mm.
I wonder newborns.
If glyphosate was in there, Roundup. I bet it was. I'd love to get a copy of that report and see what all the different things were that they found. We have to take a break.
Again?
I know. We have to take a break, and when we come back this time, we're going to rant a little bit. We've got some good things to talk about, GMO and Monsanto. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
50. Robbie F50.
Welcome back. It's that time of the show where I go on my Monranto.
That's a new one, Monranto.
Monranto.
Well, I know we've talked about, who was the guy on the late night that was talking about the Monsanto?
Stephen Colbert.
Yes. Well, we talked about how Monsanto was claiming that they were sabotaged, yeah, and that's why the wheat showed up in Oregon.
Right, right.
Well, fresh off his World Food Prize win, the chief technology officer told the Associated Press this week that the wheat was likely sabotage because of the pattern that the seeds were spread. It was a pattern you would expect from someone who was trying to sabotage
them. Now, what pattern does someone who's sabotaging things, if somebody wanted to sabotage something, and they would want to make it look exactly the way Monsanto would do things.
I said it's as if they had scattered the seeds. If someone had scattered the seeds. But then you
in the same article.
In the same article, the plant that they supposedly had shipped all of the seeds to in Colorado, the supervisory plant geneticist there said that the only people who had access to that facility are people who work there, and it's under high security, and you have to have a pass card to get in.
Yeah.
So how did someone get into the plant and get the seeds to sabotage them?
Right. And why would they sabotage Monsanto by planting a crop of genetically modified wheat?
Exactly.
I mean, what? What is that? What does that do for Monsanto? What is that? How does that benefit the saboteur? Oh, we're going to plant this wheat for them, and it will grow. And then they can see if it has any mutations or if it's no. This is clearly Monsanto got caught doing something. Look, Monsanto works on transgenetic projects without the government knowing about it all the time to check feasibility. Let's be honest, they're not coming to the government. Hey, we think we're going to try a GMO green pea. Is that okay if we start working on that? No. First, they start doing the preliminary work to see if it's even feasible. And then they go to the government and go, hey, you know what? We want to introduce a genetically modified green pea. Be honest. There's probably a lot of things in Monsanto that have been genetically modified that they haven't gotten approval for that they're working on right now. Please. Please. Okay. So anyway, they weren't the sabotage. It's nonsense.
This article was posted by Con Santori.
Davison, yeah.
40 tons of GMO crops torched in America. Media blackout.
Yeah, and what else is new? When 400 major cities around the world picketed and rallied against Monsanto, it wasn't picked up by any local television stations in the United States at all.
40 tons of GMO sugar beets were set ablaze in eastern Oregon. 40 tons, the entire acreage of two full fields of crops in the ground, were set ablaze over a three-night period of time. That means arson. Evidence is that 6,500 plants were destroyed, one plant at a time. That implies a lot of people were involved.
Right. And think about this. It burned for 3 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody called the fire department? It's not like as though, oh, you know, there's a fire. Get 3 days. That means that they wanted to burn this crop down.
It says that the only mention of it was a live local report on KXL radio and echoed by the Oregonian.
Oregonian, yeah. Oregonian.
Where the only web mention exists.
Oregonian, sorry. Yeah.
How can you not? Why is that not in the news?
Yeah, but well, anything that's anti-GMO is never in the news. Let's be honest. Because we're all elitists because we don't want to eat GMO.
We all drive expensive cars, live in mansions, and take expensive vacations in our, with our wives and children to play polo in far off countries, like you, Grant does from Monsanto. We're all elitists because we don't want to feed the world. No, we don't want to feed the world. There's enough food to feed the world right now.
I read an article yesterday that Americans throw out one third of their food a year, which is equates to about $400 per person
right.
a year.
Think about that. And then you talk about feeding the world. Forget about that. What about the blog post I did? If every 300-pound person would cut back, give up 750 calories of their food so that it can be shipped overseas and feed another person, guess what? We could feed the world right now with all the food that the obese and overweight people in the United States would give up. We don't need to create these new genetically modified foods at all. There's enough food to feed the world right now. Now, obviously there's some redistribution logistics that have to be worked out, but this is nonsense. This is all smoke and mirrors, folks.
Okay, this one is really a shocker.
I when you told me about this one, you're going to talk about the Harvard thing?
Mm-hmm.
When you told me about this one, I said, Alisa, you better check Snopes to make sure that this isn't, this sounds too far-fetched to be real. And then you went right to the Harvard website and go, no, look, here it is.
Michelle Ebert put this on my Facebook page, and I was like, oh, my God, I've never seen this article.
When you told me this, you were like, I said, this can't be real. But Snope it out because I don't want to get caught with my pants down.
Well, but then it's on Harvard's, I have the Harvard.
In fact, the Harvard Microbiotics Laboratory, Microrobotics Laboratory has changed their logo from the traditional Harvard coat of arms to the Harvard coat of arms with the bee's wings and the bee's legs. With bumblebee's wings and bumblebee's legs. So in other words, they're working on robotic bumblebees. Now they say that these robotic bumblebees can benefit a variety of different things, including reconnaissance and blah blah blah. But they also say assisted agriculture. What the hell is assisted agriculture? Wait, let me guess. All the bees are dead, so we're gonna assist you in pollinating the fields now with these robotic bees.
Well, I'm sitting here on this Harvard website looking at all the articles that they've written. Here's one, controlled flight of a biological-inspired insect-scale robot appears in the Journal of Science.
Yeah, they built this little robot to be a little bumblebee.
Flights of the Robo-Bees is another article that's in
Instead of Flight of the Bumblebees.
It's a Flights of the Robo-Bees in the Scientific American.
This is scary, folks. Really? Could we potentially be reduced to a time where the world has no bumblebees, so we have to create a robotic alternative so that, and guess what? The robots will be resistant to Roundup and D2 and 4D2 and all the other things. People won't be, but the little robotic bees will be buzzing along, but people will be dying.
Real life pollinators, the birds and the bees, may soon be irrelevant to the food needs of civilization. Harvard roboticists are developing a solution to the crisis. Swarms of tiny robot bees made of titanium and plastic that can pollinate those vast dystopian fields of GMO cash crops.
I wonder if they'll make honey. I wonder if they'll make robot honey. It'll be 40 weight grease.
They've been working on this project since 2009.
Folks, this is Orwellian here. This is like George Orwell, 1984. This is scary.
They're flying from petal to petal, spreading pollen. These robotic bees.
But they're getting ready for us not to have bumblebees. That's what this is, to solve a problem. If you don't think this is true, go to harvard.edu, right? Google Harvard Micro Robotics. That's all. Those three words, Harvard Micro Robotics.
It's a Harvard laboratory.
Yeah, the website is micro.seas.harvard.edu.
It says they even believe that they will soon be able to program the robo bees to live in an artificial hive.
Yeah. This is so great. I can see it now, 100 years from now. Mommy, what is that over there? Oh, that's a robotic cardinal bird, but mommy remembers when we had real cardinals on Earth. But we don't have them anymore because when the bees died, they created robot bees. We didn't realize that the bees were also keeping the cardinals alive. Now we have robot cardinals. Oh, mommy, I forgot to plug Fido in before I left the house. He'll be discharged. He won't be able to guard the house. That's right, because I remember when we had real dogs. We didn't have to charge our dogs. This is insane, folks. This is insane. It's in umbilical cord blood. I mean, what the hell? This is like Armageddon here. No, Monsanto-geddon. This is Monsanto-geddon. They're killing the bees. Harvard's going to come up with robotic bees. Everything they kill, they're going to try to find a robotic answer. What about when they start killing the people? What's government going to do then? How are they going to replace us?
In this Scientific American article, it says, not too long ago, a mysterious affliction called colony collapse disorder began to wipe out honeybee hives. So if they are building these robo bees because of that, why not just try and figure out why.
They found one hive that was undergoing colony collapse disorder where the bees actually tried to partition off part of the hive because that's what the part of the hive that was killing them. And when they checked the wax and the honey that was in the hive, they found high levels of pesticides. Glyphosate was one of the pesticides they found in their Roundup. That's why that old guy who saved the American bald eagle from extinction was working on a genetically modified bumblebee that was resistant to Roundup. He found out that you can modify the bee to not die from the Roundup, and they confiscated his bees because they don't want it to get out that, oh, Roundup is killing the bees. That's what this is all about. So the solution is don't stop using Roundup. Let's just make robotic bees. This is crazy. This Monsanto is going to destroy the world. They're going to destroy the world. It's not going to be Planet of the Apes. It's going to be Planet of the Robots because Monsanto's not all that's going to be able to survive in the environment here when Monsanto is done with it is robots.
The tiny bees must think on their own using miniature sensors to process environmental cues and processors to make decisions on what to do next.
Something that bees do automatically with intelligence. Go figure.
I know.
Oh, and I wonder if they're going to put little outfits on them so they look like bees. They're going to put like little furry outsides on them and give them the little yellow and black stripe on their back so people go, oh, look, that's a bumblebee. Or they're going to let them fly around the way they look now. They look like little antennas.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. It's disgusting. Why isn't anybody outraged about this? I'm freaking mad. This is idiocy. Coming up with robotic bees because we're killing the bees? Stop killing the bees! This is why Russia's pissed off at us, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons why.
Okay. What else has Monsanto done lately? Well,
I just have from Occupy Monsanto, I just have an article that says, a bad few weeks for big biotech.
Yeah.
And
glyphosate found in humans, which we've talked about on the show. That was the German study where they tested the urine of literally, you know, thousands of people over 18 countries in Europe and found high levels of glyphosate. And these are people who live in the cities. They're not farmers.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, wow. And then a study that showed that glyphosate stimulates breast cancer to grow even when estrogen is removed because it stimulates the estrogen receptor because we know that it's an endocrine disruptor. It's a xenoestrogen. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that women out there are in trouble. And women are the ones, you know what? When women get behind a cause, women need to get behind this. Women should be against Monsanto. Every woman in the world should be against Monsanto because they're going to wipe you out with breast cancer. Think about that, the ladies in the audience. Because when you get women pissed off, they flip the world on the other side. I mean, they got the vote. Anything that has women involved in it, they get action. Guys are like, well, you know, what should we do? I don't know. Let's play hockey. Women, like, they move mountains. Well, stop moving mountains. Monsanto's going to kill all of you and your daughters, too. What else did they do?
Genetically engineered wheat gone rogue. We just talked about that. Sick pigs on a GE diet.
That's good. Our good friend Howard Vlieger and Dr. Carmen from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The uteruses of these pigs grew dramatically. We talk about uterine cancer and ovarian cancer in women. Glyphosate could be at the root of that, too. Go ahead.
Target and other grocery stores say no to genetically engineered seafood.
Bravo.
Target, Giant Eagle, Meijer, and 60 other retailers. Supreme Court invalidates gene patent.
That was a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they said the next battleground is the labeling.
Yes, and now we have Connecticut that has approved labeling, but a bunch of other states have to get behind it, and we could have labeling here very shortly.
Mm-hmm. We just have to have five more states, I think, is what Judith
McGeary said.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So it's happening, folks. There is absolutely a change. A change is coming.
I feel a change.
We've gone a little long. We have to take commercial break, believe it or not.
Okay, and then when we come back, I've got a couple listener questions.
Okay. All right, so let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break as soon as I get my act together here because I wasn't prepared for that. And when we come back, we've got listener questions and other things to talk about. I want to talk about the article also about are you addicted to carbohydrates?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. Okay. One of the things I wanted to talk about before we move on to listener questions and comments was about a new study that looked at whether or not certain types of carbohydrate foods are, in fact, addictive. I like this study. I like the way it was designed. It was a Dr. David Ludwig, and it was done at the Boston Children's Hospital. They took a group of overweight men, put them into two different groups. One group got a milkshake that had high glycemic carbohydrates in it. The other one got a milkshake that had basically all the same ingredients but without all the sugar. Excuse me. They both milkshakes had exactly the same macronutrient ratios, but one got its carbohydrates from fast-acting sugars and the other one didn't. They all had the same caloric intake. They had the same taste. It was you know, pretty much the same. And they underwent brain scans. And they looked at their blood sugar levels. The guys that got the high glycemic index carbohydrate drink obviously had a rapid rise in blood sugar and a rapid drop in blood sugar.
4 hours later, it said.
Yeah. But more importantly, an area of the brain called the nucleus accumbens, which is associated with emotions and addiction, most specifically, was activated by the high glycemic carbohydrate drink and was not by the low glycemic carbohydrate drink, which made scientists start thinking that the combination of activation by the brain during the drink, followed by the rapid onset of hypoglycemic episode, would make someone, quote unquote, apply an addictive behavior to then obtaining more of that stuff.
Yeah, it says the scan showed intense activation in brain regions involved in addictive behavior.
Yeah. And so, okay, so is this like addiction, like we think of it, heroin addiction? No, it's not. But it is a form of chronic acute addiction. It's one that, like a log, you can leap, you know, you can get into that runaway train where...
But you want that feeling again and again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, it can be broken, unlike heroin, not over months, but even over days, you can change it by changing your diet. And I'm sure that individuals who are already feeling some of those addictive qualities of, in their diet would say that they feel terrible for a couple days when they go like on a ketogenic diet, for instance. Mm-hmm. But it can be broken. But it's important for people to understand this, especially the obese and overweight person, right? You look at the alcoholic, and I've talked about this before on the show, and I've gotten heat for saying what I'm about to say. You look at the alcoholic and say, oh, you know, look at that guy or gal, high-risk behavior, addicted to alcohol. That's terrible. Guess what? If you're obese, you're really obese, like you're carrying around 300 pounds, you have some of those same addictive qualities. Why do you not see yourself like the alcoholic or the drug addict? You should. If you have disdain for them, then you should have disdain for yourself. Do something about it. You don't need to check into Betty Ford, but you do need some help, a personal trainer, somebody to do your nutrition. Absolutely. But you need to start thinking of yourself the same way. Don't think of yourself as, well, I'm a good person and I don't have that kind of risk, high risk behavior. I don't. Yes, you do. The foods you're choosing are probably addictive. Look at your waistline. You didn't want to get like, nobody wants, nobody sets out at 9 years old and goes, by the time I'm 25 years old, I want to have a 56 waistline and I want to be 300 pounds and I'm going to work hard starting now to get there. Nobody says that. Nobody who's fat wants to be fat. I was fat. I didn't want to be fat. I didn't want to be 300 plus pounds. I didn't like the way I felt. I didn't like the way I looked. And I wanted to get the hell out of that body as quickly as possible. And I made a decision and I did it. And you can too. Which leads me to something else that I have to say. I'm sorry. I'm going to be a little bit of a whiny bitch for a second.
No, don't apologize.
No.
I am.
I've said this before, and I know right now I could probably turn a lot of people off with what I'm going to say, but I just have to ask a question. There are a lot of people out there who produce podcasts, and I'm not talking about Rob Wolf. Rob Wolf has contributed to a great deal to the discussion of healthy food and health in general. I love Rob. Rob is great. But there are other people out there who are constantly being attributed with leading the charge in helping people get healthy. And they're always on different people's blogs and lists
and, you know, and so on and so forth. And I am never, ever included in that discussion group. I'm never included in those groups. And I guess I feel bad because I feel like, well, gee, I know I'm helping people. I mean, I get emails constantly from people that say the show has changed their lives. And I don't know, is it because I rant against Monsanto, I talk bad about the FDA, that I am kind of like the stepchild of the whole foodie slash health slash physical culture movement?
I don't have an answer. I used to think that it was because you were associated when you did Off Topic with RX Muscle, and maybe they associated you with only that portion.
Extreme.
Yeah, but that's not the case.
That's years ago.
That was years ago, so I don't know. I do know one podcast in particular that shows up on lists all the time is more mainstream and has sold out like Dr. Oz. So that could be a reason, because he's appealing to a certain segment of the population that he basically tells them what they want to hear.
Right. I don't know. Then I thought maybe it's because I have an agenda. Maybe it's because I do have a mission. Maybe it's because a lot of people don't agree with my mission. I know I've gotten emails from people saying, hey, you know, you're too rigid, the whole grass-fed beef thing, you know, you can't afford to eat that way. I've had people say that I'm too rigid about the way I train, you know, oh, well, all this heavy weightlifting, it really doesn't have to be done that way. And I say, yes, it does.
Well, but really the reality is it does have to be done that way. And maybe some of the other podcasts are pandering to these people and saying, well, no, you don't have to. Well, that's what Dr. Oz does. Let's
right.
face it.
Right.
And I mean,
you just have to work out 5 minutes a day and you'll be fine.
Do you want to be more mainstream? You know, so that
I guess my frustration is I feel like we're doing good work here. And I say we, when I say we, I mean the people are listening to the show right now too, because it's not just me. This is a fabric. You know, I mean, this is a network. People share ideas with me, Con Santori and other people, you know, it's like, I feel like it's everybody.
And
but,
you know, Adele Musa and Rob Regish.
The list goes on and on.
Wade
right?
Johnson and
yes.
everybody. And me.
Yes, of course. And so everybody's contributing, and I'm just kind of like channeling it and sending it and organizing it and putting it out there through this microphone. But I guess the part that I feel bad about is like, am I doing something wrong or am I not doing something right that's making – because – I feel like if we had greater publicity for the show, we could affect more lives. It's not like, oh, I want to build an audience because I want to be famous. That's not what it's about. It frustrates me. It hurts me. It makes me sad when people go through life not knowing that they could be this close to living a long, healthy life if they just change some things. And I can't reach them. And I keep feeling like if I was on one of those lists, well, then we'd get some new listeners. If I ended up on one of those blog posts about somebody praising, you know, somebody, we'd get some new listeners. And those new listeners would come into the fold, make the group stronger, carry the message further. And we'd end up, I mean, the whole reason why I want to do the whole inner city thing, slash African-American thing is because I feel like they are being underserved with the right message and overserved with the wrong message. If we could just get the information out there and get them to start talking about it, there'll be a lot of healthy people. And guess what? Those healthy people mean that our burden as a country shifts. Less people having to go into the doctors and use the healthcare system and be on pharmaceutical drugs. It's like if we don't get everybody in this fold, we lose.
Well, you know, I think that maybe other people have so many more people working with them and for them, and they're able to help popularize them and get their names out there. I don't know if we could get our audience to maybe share the show more, and if we could maybe put some shows up on YouTube that you'd reach a bigger audience.
The only problem with the YouTube thing is it's one more hat for me to wear. I mean, as it is now, there's so many things to do day in and day out. Now I'm even adding like bumper sticker mailing. You know what I mean? It's like there's just so many hours in the day, and I have to do the things that I have to do every day, and the other things kind of get pushed to the side. But anyway, I'm sorry for being a whiny bitch. I really am. I just if you know, if you understand why I'm not reaching more people, I want to know. I want to change. I mean, as long as I don't have to change my message, I'm not going to co-opt the message because the message is accurate. But if I need to do something differently, like, hey, Carl, well, you got to stop ranting, or stop taking a position, just interview people or whatever it is, let me know. I want to know because I want more people to listen to the show. I want to affect more lives. It helps everybody. It doesn't just help me. It helps everybody. The more people that are healthy out there, the better this country ends up being. Anyway, okay, we have to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to read listener emails, comments, questions, and so on and so forth. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint at SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Oh my God, maybe this is an omen. They said don't hold back. Maybe that's my problem. I'm too quiet. I'm too shy. I'm holding back too much. I guess not. What are you looking at, Elisa?
I'm looking at a bottle of Fern Block from Life Extension.
Okay. And what is that?
Fern Block is what we talked about. I think it was last week that we talked about the
sun tanning. Yeah.
For sun exposure. Okay. So this is a question from Scott Connor. I'm going to be spending a week straight in the sun coming up in August. I want to self-experiment with fern block with red orange from Life Extension and would like to know your thoughts, Carl, your thoughts on how to set this up. Should I preload it prior to the trip, dose throughout the day instead of just in the morning? Would it be helpful to take with tropical coconut oil? I'm fair-skinned and of Irish-German descent, so quick sun damage is the norm. Thanks.
Okay, I think that you are more equipped to answer the question about sunblock with red-orange.
The fern block with red-orange complex. Yeah. Well, according to the directions on the bottle, and I haven't tried this, but it says to take it 30 minutes prior to sun exposure and then to take it intermittently while you're in the sun. So I haven't tried it yet, though. I was thinking about maybe trying it this weekend, Scott, so I can let you know. Maybe I can private message you and let you know. And didn't you say that?
Yeah, canthaxanthin. Rob Regish did an experiment. He took canthaxanthin, I think, for a week before going to the beach. Rob is Polish. He's white as milk, as he says. And he went to the beach and he laid in the sun for 5 hours and did not burn. He tanned. So, and canthaxanthin has been touted as being useful to protect people from sun exposure. So, that's another choice.
Yeah, this fern block, it's supposed to work really well. I'm going to try it this weekend, so I'll let you know.
Well, there's a third choice, too.
What is that?
Scott, you come in here and do the show for a week, and I'll go lay on the beach because I don't burn. I'm as dark as a burnt piece of wood now. And you won't have to worry about your suntan then. That's it.
Somebody said to you one time, what color are you anyway?
I talked about that recently. That's, you know, it's a combination of things. I definitely have Ethiopian blood being southern Italian. And then at that time I was using melanotan, which kind of gives you a purplish hue if you don't use too much of it. So I think that's why he was confused when he said, what color are you?
Well, my family comes from Sicily, and I'm not anywhere near as dark as you.
Yeah. Well, your ancestors were not raped by the Moors. That's all I can say. So there you go.
Okay. So Scott Burbank says that he's been struggling with losing fat on his paleo low-carb way of eating until now. He gave up his beloved beer and switched to red wine. The result is he lost 15 pounds in the first week and a half.
Wow.
And they love an organic wine where all the sulfates were removed. It's called Our Daily Red Wine.
Wow, that's interesting. You'll have to look into that. That's good news. And then when you hit the next plateau, just give up the wine.
Exactly.
And then you'll lose the other whatever pounds you want to lose. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. You know what? This next topic I wanted to cover just dawned on me. This may be why I don't get the publicity that I think I should get. Maybe it's supposed to, there's commercials on the show.
We do have people send emails saying they don't like the commercials.
Yeah, this guy posted on the Superhuman Radio website. I'm going to leave this part out for the Christians out there. JC, but he didn't say JC. You know, he said the full word. JC. There's so many ads on this, I can't even finish listening to it, which is unfortunate because it's a good interview, but everything that is being said is undermined by 30 supplement ads every 5 minutes. That was to the physical culture update with Brooks Kubik that we did on Thursday, May 23rd, which, by the way, got 72 likes.
They're not all supplement ads, first of all.
Well, it's not 30 every 5 minutes either.
And we have to pay the bills, like you've said before. You know, if you sit down to watch a television show, if you open up a magazine, didn't you tell me that a magazine, if it's 400 pages, 200 of those pages?
Scott Welch, when we paid homage to the passing of Robert Kennedy, not Robert Kennedy, when we talked about the bankruptcy filing of Muscle Mag and Oxygen Magazine, he explained the metrics of magazines. He says if any magazine out there, I don't care if it's Condé Nast or Muscular Development, if it has 400 pages, 200 pages are dedicated to advertising.
And 50% of this show is not an ad.
No. We run a 3 minute break three times an hour. So that's 9 minutes
out of
57 minutes. Yeah. And apparently it's intolerable to some people. And you know, I've asked before, I said, well, will people subscribe? If you had to pay $2.99 a month,
as a member to get a commercial-free show. It would be it would be less than 2 hours, obviously, if there's no commercials. And we do it like public radio, where we'd still have music segue from one thing to another, because you can't just sit and listen to 1 hour of people talking. You would just get numb in the brain. So you'd still have to do it where you'd talk in 10-minute intervals, take a break so people can clear their mental palate before the next topic begins. So there'd still be like little music bumpers, but just no commercials. Would people pay a fee? And overwhelmingly number of people said, while I would pay now that I listen to the show, and that would be a small price to pay because of the content, I would have never learned about the show had I had to join to become a member. And that's a good point. I mean, we have over 200 shows on our RSS feed.
Do the other podcasts out there charge?
No. The other podcasts out there, they have their own books that they're selling.
Well, and not only that, I see on some of their websites they have donate buttons for you to donate to their
cause.
Cause.
Yeah. So the other podcasts, they have books that they write, or they're part of multi-level marketing schemes where they want you to buy these MLM products or sign up for their MLM, and that's where they make their money. And somehow, I know this sounds crazy, but somehow I feel that that is much more tawdry, you know, and smarmy than, because I don't have to worry about the content conflicting with what I'm trying to sell. You know, I talk about things all the time that don't, someone just emailed me the other day and said that I came out really hard against oral anabolic steroids on a recent Blueprint Power Hour, Jason LeLoux. He said, did Iron Mag Labs stop advertising on the show? Because I came out so hard against oral anabolic steroids. The answer is no. Iron Mag Labs still advertise on the show, and I'm entitled to my opinion about the dangers of oral anabolic steroids because it's true. Everybody knows that they're dangerous, but some people don't care. So to them, try Iron Mag Labs. They make really good stuff. You follow me? Now, if I was selling an anabolic steroid-like product that had that was dangerous to the liver, and that's how I made my living, you know I wouldn't have had that opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because, oh, wait a minute, I need people to buy my products. That's how I make the podcast fly. So this approach allows me to actually be a little less biased. And there's people saying, well, you can't be less biased. No, I just find advertisers whose products I believe do what they're supposed to do. That's all I have to do. So anyway, but he did have problems with, and quite a few people came out and gave him a little hard time on the website. But I just thought maybe that's why people don't want to promote the show, because of the advertisements. So there you go. What else do we have, Elisa Profumo?
That's it.
That's it? Okay. So we had a great week. We have another great week next week. By the way, we're going to be at the Olympia. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's in September.
In September, we will be at the Mr. Olympia competition in Las Vegas. We will be at the Live On Labs.
Altrient.
Used to be Altrient. Live On Labs. Actually, it was always Live On Labs, and they spun the name Altrient out there to try to give them a new face, a new appeal. But they didn't need a new face, a new appeal. They had a great following already. So we're going to be at the Live On Labs booth, and we're going to be doing a live Casual Friday from the Live On Labs booth. So if you are planning at being at the Olympia this year, be sure to come by and say hello. And if you come by and say hello at the right time, you can get on the air. We'll see you next week.
There's no Casual Friday because it's 4th of July weekend.
That's right. And I have to go blow my fingers off with M80s. So see you next week.
Bye.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. Way not.